for order to reign in the public space. And in sports, the finals of the Volleyball Cup of Cameroon in the men and women categories will be played this weekend in Yaoundé. Now, the news bulletin. CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The Simple Cement Factory, which has been operating in Cameroon since 2022, officially becomes the sixth enterprise engaged in the production of cement in the country. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph John Goute, on behalf of the President of the Republic, presided over the inauguration ceremony at the company's headquarters in the Kribi Port and Industrial Zone, an investment value at over 50 billion CFA francs. Present at the ceremony were a cross-section of elite of the South region, Turkish consular officials, and representatives of Simple Global. Communication Minister René Emmanuel Sadi has urged politicians to be self-disciplined when voicing out views on matters of national interest. The call is issued in a communique where the minister states that there is an upsurge of insulting and derogatory language on television and radio debates, shows, as well as on social media platforms, castigating public authorities and state institutions. The government's spokesperson highlighted that even though Cameroonians have the right to freedom of expression, they should, however, be cautious in order not to threaten public order. The 8th edition of the Cameroon International Crafts Fair, better known by its French acronym as CIAC, will take place in Yaoundé from the 22nd to the 31st of July 2024. The information was disclosed this afternoon in a press conference organized by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Achille Basile Kintroa. A major specificity of this year's event will feature regional days where the arts and crafts prowess of various regions of the country will be highlighted and its value sold to the thousands of visitors envisaged for the 10-day International Crafts Fair. The Management Committee of the National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, is holding its sixth ordinary session with focus on the examination of its financial accounts and the operational management of the National Blood Bank. Professor Tetani Ekwe, board chair of the Management Committee who opened the session, emphasized on the persistent financial challenges faced by the center. Discussions equally dwelled on potential strategies to enhance public awareness and encourage more and more Cameroonians on the importance of blood donation. Construction of a new headquarters for the centre in Garoua was also tabled for discussion. And we take you out of Cameroon, where Vietnam's long-serving leader Nguyen Phu Trong has passed away at the age of 80 after an illness. The announcement follows recent news that he had stepped down from his duties to focus on his health, handing over responsibilities to President Tô Lâm. Mr. Trong, who served as the General Secretary of the Vietnam's ruling Communist Party since 2011 and also held the presidency, was one of the most influential leaders in the country's recent history. He was instrumental in driving Vietnam's economic growth and renowned for his anti-corruption campaign dubbed Blazing Furnaces. And in sports, Team Cameroon will be competing in swimming at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France for the very first time since its inception in 1896 in Greece. Two teenagers, Grace Manuela Gelo, 18, and Sergio Anman Gagné, 17, based in economics capital Douala, will contest in the 50 and 100 meters freestyle swimming. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The recent edition of the presidential magazine Le Temps des Opportunités, produced by the civil cabinet of the presidency, is now on the newsstands. The magazine revisits the 52nd National Day in Cameroon with focus on national unity and the excellent communion between President Paul Biya and the people of Cameroon. The humanitarian actions of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, who is also UN Goodwill Ambassador, have been given prominence in the magazine. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward has a review of the magazine.
It is the 78th edition of the President Shop publication, in which the editorial team makes a clinical review of the recent outings of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and that of his spouse, the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. The editor-in-chief of Lutang des Opportunités, Samuel Mfondo Ayilo, Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet, holds his audience pay-bound with a very incisive editorial caption, Rekindled Patriotic Fervor for National Unity in Communion with President Paul Biya, a subject that resonates with the Cameroonian people and espouses the fundamentals of living together, which, according to the editor-in-chief, is an achievement that must be consolidated in Cameroon and by Cameroonians. Lutang des Opportunités, with fascinating pictures, walks its readers through the corridors of the 52nd National Day celebrations in Yaoundé, picturizing every moment of the event and showcasing the perfect communion existing between President Paul Biya and his compatriots. From the May 20th Boulevard to the banquet hall and gardens of the Unity Palace, the President Shock Cup Paul and Chantal Biya could be seen giving a sumptuous reception to an estimated 12,000-man crowd from the 10 regions of the country to celebrate Cameroon's unity and diversity. Grab a copy of the magazine now and also see the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, the philanthropist and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador, the size and scope of her humanitarian actions, and the personality of international repute that she is. Plus, a series of executive orders signed by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and much more. Lutang des Opportunités should be your companion this weekend with captivating stories inside the Unity Palace.
Unity Palace correspondent Aminken Edward. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, says the new Simple Cement Factory is a huge step in government's effort to consolidate its import substitution policy. He was speaking today in Kribi while representing President Paul Biya at the inauguration of the facility, which has a production capacity of about 800,000 tons of cement per year. The cement-producing company, which is the sixth in Cameroon, is expected to contribute towards making the country self-sufficient towards cement production. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam completes that story from Kribi.
The headquarters of Simpor Cameroon Limited in the port and industrial zone of Kribi was the rendezvous point for elite of the South region. Members of government, senators, MPs and the civil society converged on the site to salute the inauguration of the Simpor cement facility. They were joined by Turkish consular officials and those from Simpor Global. Against the backdrop of singing and dancing by the population, several persons took to the rostrum to hail the construction of the cement facility. The mayor of Kribi described the plant as the fulfillment of a promise made by the head of state to transform the town into an industrial zone and rejoiced over the employment opportunities it brings. The GM of the Kribi Port Authority, which hosts the cement company, lauded President Paul Biya's vision for the port complex, affirming that it is becoming the exact industrial development pole wished by the head of state. The CEO of Oyak and Simpor International, Swat Karl Biyik, for his part, reaffirmed his company's faith in Cameroon and said Simpor International will continue contributing to the industrial development of Cameroon. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, in his keynote, said the advent of the Simpor cement factory, which has a capacity of 800,000 tons of cement per year, helps to consolidate the import substitution policy inspired by the head of state. Joseph Dangote said by using local materials in the production of its cement and reducing the importation of clinker by 40 to 50%, Simpor Cameroon Limited is in line with the import substitution policy. He expressed the wish to see Simpor expand to other sectors in Cameroon. Joseph Dangote reminded the population of the South that, like other regions of the country, they have benefited hugely from state-sponsored projects and investments like roads, water utilities and electricity facilities. Joseph Dangote said the intensification of the exploitation of iron ore and different minerals in the region will further develop the socioeconomic power of the South. The inauguration of the Simpor cement factory in Kribi ended with a guided tour of the facility by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote. Kribi, Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
The Minister of Communication and Government spokesperson Rene Emmanuel Sadi has condemned the use of insulting language and derogatory statements on state authorities and institutions, mostly perpetrated by politicians and opinion leaders. In a news release issued yesterday, he observed that radio and TV debates, as well as social media platforms, are awash with rude declarations that pose a threat to public order. Kelly Eben read through the release and highlights the salient points raised in.
I am talking as a lawyer. There is no act of union and state succession over serving Cameroon has never taken place.
They've gradually become battlegrounds for verbal war, and many radio and TV interactive programs in Cameroon meant to promote a healthy democratic spirit are full of violent outburst.
J'ai été élu dans mon département. Toi, on t'a élu où?
Il y avait une IPC.
On t'a élu où? Non, dis un endroit où tu as été élu.
Je ne suis jamais présenté.
Malon, tais-toi, ne parle pas à quelqu'un qui a un bilan politique.
In spite of the joint efforts of the government and civil society organizations to mitigate the phenomenon, it persists and seems to be on the rise, with social media platforms being the sphere par excellence where the rude messages are published. The communication minister, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, has reminded the citizenry that although they enjoy the right to freedom of expression, they must beware of insulting the authorities, amongst whom is the president of the republic, Paul Biya.
Kelly Eben, in that report, several public officials have condemned the worrying trend of violent and injurious comments propagated on conventional and social media, which they say may threaten peace and social cohesion. Albert Njembonde compiled their reactions in the following report.
It's virtually become a regular plea for the Minister of Communication to call on media professionals to avoid injurious comments which may jeopardize peace and social cohesion.
In view of the dimension that this phenomenon is taking and the danger that it poses to national life, government appeals to the collective conscience, patriotism, and sense of responsibility to preserve our valuable achievements, namely national unity, peace, and the stability of our institutions.
To Paula Tanganji, the Minister of Territorial Administration, the President of the Republic is an institution who should be respected as such.
He remains the head of state and incarnates all state institutions. Unscrupulous politicians have taken upon themselves to address the head of state as if they were talking to a layman. We encourage politicians to go about their activities in strict respect of state institutions.
A situation which calls on the National Communication Council to duty. George Ebonken Kalabu is the president.
The press shouldn't become or act like the political mouthpiece of politicians. They should be that press that informs, educates, and helps the public in making informed decisions. When the time comes, they have a social responsibility and a moral obligation in keeping this country in peace and harmony.
All these personalities reiterate that peace and social cohesion is a national heritage that should be preserved.
Albert Njembonde, journalists in Douala, especially those who moderate talk shows, have reacted positively to the communique by the Minister of Communication condemning hate speech and injurious language on air. Skola Maloke spoke to some of them and compared their views in this report.
Journalists in Douala affirm that panelists at times use the media to pass out an agenda which does not augur well with the government's stand. They have thus reacted positively to the minister's communique, saying it is an important call to order. Kum Leonard and Babila Jonathan host talk shows on My Media Prime and Equinox Television, respectively.
The minister simply called those of us who are handling political shows to be more responsible and to inform our guests that there are ethics that guide our profession and that whatever we are doing in life, we should do it responsibly.
It's timely because panelists must understand that you can criticize responsibly responsibly, but do not use language that demeans people and institutions.
Though Peter Nsosie of Dash Media also reacts positively to the minister's communique, he goes further by proposing that it should go beyond.
I think it's a major call also for the media, but the government also has another issue to handle, and that is social media.
The journalists all agree that since the country will be facing a major electoral year, it is very necessary that they educate their panelists and check the tones and languages used during their talk shows. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
And the news release issued by Cameroon's Minister of Communication is quite timely. Rene Emmanuel Sadi, who is also the spokesperson of the government, is acting in line with moves geared towards protecting the country from sliding into chaos. Winston Lebga is in the studio to analyze the situation. Hello, Winston.
Hello, Manka. The injurious acts carried out in Cameroon by people on both sides of the political divide, whether they be top government functionaries or TV and radio show panelists. And for some time now, there is a deep-seated division that has taken center stage among Cameroonians. What the government spokesperson, Mr. Sadi, is highlighting in actuality is the point that no matter who the person is, he or she must refrain from rude and offensive declarations that put the spirit of nationhood in jeopardy.
And Winston, in a democracy that Cameroon is, can the news release be interpreted as a crackdown on freedom of speech?
Manka, the truth is the country prides itself in being a democracy, which implies that it upholds the right to freedom of speech. This does not, however, mean that people are allowed to launch into a tirade of abuse and artfully placing expletives that could lead to an implosion or put the country on the brink of explosion. Criticism should be constructive. That means delivered to improve performance or behavior. And so, tolerance towards language in the public sphere that's insulting the leaders, especially the President of the Republic, is indicative of a country spiraling out of control. And the worry is that the persistence of the phenomenon could spark political violence and chaos. Cameroon's democracy is complex. It is an imperfect system, and it is work in progress. This requires the constant rebalancing of competing values and priorities. On the continent, Cameroon is known to be a nation of peace-loving people par excellence, and its capacity to continue as one needs to be assured.
Thank you very much, Winston, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The Minister of Arts and Culture says the imminent construction of reading and cultural animation centers in Cameroon with support from La Francophonie will help enhance cultural activities across the country and encourage creativity in young people. Minister Bilungpat was speaking in Yaoundé today during a meeting with a visiting delegation from La Francophonie aimed at launching an evaluation tour of the sites selected to host the first 19 centers of the project. George Mon.
Access to books play a key role in ameliorating school performance, social development, and the exercise of democracy, but this remains a major problem in developing countries, especially in rural communities. The construction of 19 cultural animation and reading centers across municipalities in Cameroon, championed by La Francophonie, is meant to bridge the gap and help enhance the reading culture in the local population. These centers, to be constructed in council areas with a population between 5,000 to 30,000 inhabitants, will comprise a library of about 3,000 books from Cameroonian and French authors, an animation hall with sound equipment, and tablets containing software with digital content to enable localities without internet to access online books and other important documents. The visiting La Francophonie delegation, led by its representative for West Africa, Agusu Honfo, indicated that for a site to be validated, the municipal authorities must make available necessary infrastructure that are accessible by the public and connected to a source of electricity supply.
At the end of the evaluation mission to run until the 2nd of August, a convention will be signed between the Ministry of Arts and Culture and La Francophonie, which will open the way for the effective start of works, the acquisition of the material and equipment, and the training of the clerk animators prior to the opening of the centers to the public.
George Moam reporting. The Center Regional Delegate for National Security, Josue Osomo, has launched an exercise to reinforce security in the nation's political capital, Yaounde. This initiative comes at a time when repeated cases of assaults and killings have been recorded. Maimouna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
Madagascar, Briquetry and Mokolo are amongst the sectors where people cannot move freely, especially at night, without being scared of being robbed by unknown individuals, most often on a motorbike. But another scenario is that of women in the gang of robbers in taxis. They snatch handbags or even threaten a passenger to leave his or her items and move out of the car. In April this year, the National Gendarmerie launched a control operation to check crime wave activities. In this same light, the Center Regional Delegate for National Security, Josue Osomo, has put in place a repressive operation to bring highway criminals to book. This is intended to lessen assaults and killings. Moreover, the theft of vehicles has also taken a disturbing twist, and security officials are now more than ever resolved to uphold the security and safety of people and their properties in the nation's political capital. Maimouna Njoya, CRTV Center.
The Bulova City Council has launched the first phase of its annual paid holiday jobs for youth. 50 students have received cleaning tools to contribute to the hygiene and sanitation of major streets in the town. The initiative of the city mayor, Dr. Daniel Ejo, aims to support these holiday makers better prepare for the next school year. We have details with Clarence Azim in Bulova.
It was in a relaxed atmosphere that the Bulova City Council welcomed the 50 young girls and boys selected for this year's holiday jobs. The interns have received tools such as hoes, machetes, rakes, squeeches, watering cans and wheelbarrows to keep Bulova clean during this period of vacation. Dr. Daniel Ejo is the city mayor for Bulova.
This program is to keep our children busy over the holidays and also to teach them how they can be involved in the management of the city, provide some support to the families so that they can get additional means to prepare for the upcoming school year.
The young vacationers aged between 17 and 21 will, among other things, clean gutters, gardens, green spaces, and collect garbage throughout the city. We promise to do our best during this period. The internship will extend over 2 months, from July 15 to August 15 for the first phase, then from August 1st to 31st for the second. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Bulova.
And away from the hustle and bustle of the week, your weekend culture rendezvous unravels a package full of energy and vibes. Cameroon's hit maker Fadilu Sossi will be on stage this Saturday, July 20, in Kongsamba, while Renew will be live in Toronto to light up your weekend. Details with FOC Babatunde.
Stade Complexe Le Montanard in Kongsamba hosts Fadi Le Sorcier this Saturday, July 20th, as he promises to light the stage. Over in France, Lady Pons will perform Salle Polyvalent de Marin on the occasion of a gala night organized for the CISO Foundation as from 8 p.m. Nga, Renew and Rimare will this Saturday, July 20, at 9 p.m. perform live in Toronto at the Canadian Cup of All Nations Award and Gala. The Togo Fashion Festival is set to take place as from 25th of July in Bamenda. This exciting cultural event is expected to draw over 500 lovers of the Togo clothing from home and abroad. It will equally feature musical performances, workshops, and culinary arts display. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much, FOC Babatunde. Onto sports. Four volleyball clubs in Cameroon have intensified preparations ahead of the finals of the National Challenge Trophies this Sunday in Yaoundé. Ben Collins Newberry Wall looks at the strengths of the four finalists.
The men's final of the Volleyball Cup of Cameroon this Sunday between Little Team and City rivals, Port Autonome of Douala, promises to produce fireworks. Little Team that kicked out defending cup winners, Cameroon's Port from the race during the semifinals, will be facing a more experienced Port Autonome that is keeping two championship trophies this year, that of African Zone 4 and that of Cameroon. They defeated a Fulham Volleyball Club 3-0 at the semifinals. Little Team that arrived in Yaoundé since Wednesday will be appearing at the final for the first time. The club's president, Paul Atiu Pondi, says his two teams are ready for Sunday's showdown.
State of mind of my two teams are in good shape. The children are well prepared. They are determined to win the title. No major issues. We are ready.
Little Team will confront Mayokani in the women's final. The two teams all have continental experience. Defending cup holders, Little Team Ladies eliminated FAP at the semifinals, while Mayokani overpowered Nyong Ekele Volleyball Club to qualify for their second final of the Cup of Cameroon. The stands of the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex will definitely vibrate this Sunday when the four teams climb on the net for the finals.
Ben Collins, Newberry War. And in more sports news, Grass Manuela Gelu and Junjo Amani Kamunye will be the first Cameroonian swimmers to compete in an Olympic Games when the Paris Games start in under 7 days. Harrison Ashutiku has their profile in the following report.
At just 17 and 18 years of age, Junjo Amani Kamunye and Grass Manuela Angelo will be making their Olympic debut in Paris. Grass Manuela, who is a first-year student at the Douala Higher Institute of Technology, holds the African record in butterfly stroke swimming. The 18-year-old swimmer covered the distance of 50 meters in 31.47 seconds at the 2024 African Aquatic and Open Water Swimming Championship in Angola. She also took part at the 2024 World Swimming Championship in Qatar, where she learned a lot competing against the best from around the world. Even though her compatriot, Junjo Amani Kamunye, has little experience out of the country, the 17-year-old is the best Cameroonian freestyle swimmer in the 100 meters. The lower seat student, before leaving Cameroon for the Olympic Games, expressed his determination to defend the country's flag honorably in Paris. Less than 7 days to the start of the 2024 Olympic Games, Junjo Amani Kamunye and Grass Manuela Angelo continue to sharpen their skills so as to be able to secure a spot on the podium.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. Et de 6 pour les usines de cimenterie au Cameroun. Au nom du chef de l'État, Paul Biya, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Bien Nguté, a procédé ce jour à l'inauguration officielle de l'usine Simport Cameroun SA. L'objectif de cette cimenterie, implantée à Kribi, est de développer une filière de production à grande échelle de ciment pour réduire la dépendance du Cameroun en ciment importé. Selon le Premier ministre, le développement des industries et services constitue l'axe essentiel de la transformation structurelle de l'économie. Non à la pollution de l'espace public camerounais par des propos injurieux contre les institutions de la République et ceux qui les incarnent, le gouvernement reprécise les termes du jeu démocratique. À cet effet, le ministre de la Communication, René-Emmanuel Sadi, porte-parole du gouvernement, a signé un communiqué qui condamne les dérives sans cesse observées dans les émissions de débats sur nos chaînes de télévision. Parce que l'harmonie au sein d'une société passe par le respect de ses citoyens, de ses lois et de ses institutions, il est essentiel de préserver ces entités qui constituent le maillon essentiel pour la cohésion sociale et l'unité nationale. Santé, la sixième session ordinaire du comité de gestion du Centre national de transfusion sanguine s'est tenue ce jour à Yaoundé sous la présidence du professeur Tétanier Ekwe, président du comité de gestion du CNTS. Les acteurs de la chaîne ont planché sur les stratégies à mettre en œuvre afin de sensibiliser davantage le grand public sur les besoins et l'importance du don du sang volontaire, mais également sur le bilan financier de cette institution qui, compte tenu de la modicité de ses ressources financières, peine à remplir efficacement ses missions. En culture, le Cameroun se propose de créer 19 centres de lecture et d'animation culturelle pilotes sur l'étendue du territoire avec l'appui de l'Organisation internationale de la francophonie. Objectif, réduire considérablement le gap des inégalités liées à la culture et à l'analphabétisme. C'est à l'effet de valider les différents sites proposés par le ministre des Arts et de la Culture, Miloumpat, qui s'est entretenu ce vendredi avec une délégation de l'OIF en mission d'évaluation au Cameroun jusqu'au 2 août prochain. Enfin sport, le Cameroun sera présent en natation aux Jeux Olympiques de Paris 2024. L'exploit est de deux jeunes talents camerounais montant dans cette discipline. Grâce Manuela Angelo, étudiante en première année informatique à l'université de Douala, et de Diongjo Angmani Kamounier, élève en classe de première. Âgés respectivement de 18 et 17 ans et forts de leur potentiel aux 50 mètres nage papillon et aux 100 mètres nage libre, grâce Manuela Angelo et Diongjo Amani Kamounier rêve d'un exploit olympique à Paris. Madame, monsieur, ne quittez pas. Lunch on Date se poursuit. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'actualité, 17h.